And now our congregation will sing from Psalm 2, which is on page 2 of your psalm book. And we're going to sing the first 6 verses of the psalm, the first 6 verses of Psalm 2. And what I would have you to notice is we're going to sing the second half next week, by the way, but this is our sequential singings through the Psalms where we're going to try to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And this Psalm is really entirely about the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and particularly about a special aspect of it. And that is that He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When we look at this Psalm, what we see is Jesus Christ ruling in the heavens, no matter what the kings of this earth may do. We read, of course, in verse 1, the question, why do the heathen nations rage and why do the peoples plot in vain? Earth's kings combine in enmity, her rulers join against God's reign. They take their stand against the Lord and challenge His anointed one. His anointed one is the Christ. Remember, last week in our sermon in the evening, we were looking at the Lord Jesus, who He is, and we had that name, the Christ. Jesus Christ. Christ means anointed, right? So we see Him as the anointed one. And this is, again, in verse 3, the rulers of the earth are speaking. They're saying, let us break off their chains from us. With their restraints, let us be done. And the one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord on high derides them all. Then He rebukes them in His wrath. His rage and terror on them fall. The Lord has made it known to them, my chosen king have I installed. On Zion, my own holy hill, He is the one whom I have called. Let me make 2 remarks about this psalm. First, it obviously is speaking of kings. I think that is the idea of governments, those in authority rising up against Jesus Christ. But there's something more than just governments here. Really, if we think of kings rising up against Jesus Christ, yes, wicked governments do rise up against the rule of God. But they do it because by nature, all of humanity has risen up against the rule of God. So I want you to think of it like this. This psalm not only speaks to the wicked governments, the wicked kings, the wicked rulers of this world that despise God's law and try to overthrow the Messiah's reign. It does. It absolutely speaks to them. It's a great encouragement in our day. But it also speaks to you, my friend. If you are not being ruled over by the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have not submitted to Him as Lord, and you have rebuffed, as it were, His reign and His sovereign claims in the gospel, Jesus Christ sits in heaven and laughs, and He will judge you for your rebellion, and make no mistake about that. Jesus Christ always conquers His enemies. He either conquers them by way of the gospel, or He conquers them at the last day when every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. The second thing I want you to notice about this particular psalm is how we see comfort for the church. Right? Because so often it's the rulers of the world, the governments of this world, the world itself, right? We have 3 great enemies as Christians, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And this is speaking directly to the world. It's saying that the church of Christ has a king, and His name is Christ, and He will deal with those who persecute her. The successor to Calvin in Geneva was a guy by the name of Theodore Beza. And Beza had a wonderful quote about this. He was writing to, I believe it was, the queen or king of Aragon. And Aragon was a kingdom in northern Spain. Really, it's part of southern France too. And I've described it in northern Spain and southern France. You can tell Aragon no longer exists. And that's key to the story. Because the monarchy in Aragon was persecuting Protestant Christians. And Beza wrote to them. And he said, you need to understand something about persecuting the church. He said, the church is not like a sword or spear, an offensive weapon. But he said, the church is like an anvil. And it's the anvil that has broken every hammer that has ever dared to swing against it. There is no more kingdom of Argon today, friends. But there is Jesus Christ reigning in the heavens over his church and maintaining order and ruling over the nations. So let's remember that even in the midst of our desperations, that Christ Jesus rules. And while the church is not an offensive weapon, it is the anvil that is broken, every hammer that is swung against it.